Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of July 22nd, 2014 to order. First thing will be the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. I've got a couple amendments here to the agenda that I've just been made aware of. We can amend the agenda by striking approval of minutes. We can remove under Joel Gibbons, project engineer, item number one, pump station 207 in Force Main, letter A, bid award. And on page two, we can also strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. That is all, Mr. President.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Sharp?
Mr. President, we have no correspondence at this time.
Any correspondence from Council? Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is a presentation this morning. We are joined by Mr. Bishop Foster, CEO of the Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation, as well as members of the foundation that are here to make a presentation to County Council on all the good work they're doing. Mr. Bishop, please come forward. Welcome.
Morning, Council.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Welcome.
All right. I'm Bishop Major Foster, CEO of Delmarva Clergy, and this is the COO, which is Keith Adam. We want to do your presentation of what we do over Delmarva. I want to thank the Council for many years you have supported our organization, but we just have grown so big now we want to know, where we're at. And so how you could help us more in the project that we are doing in Delaware. Okay, we ready?
Yes, sir.
Slide. You. So you're going to talk if you want.
Okay, all right. Like you said, my name is Keith Adams. I'm the Chief Operating Officer. The organization we're here to represent is DECUSA, which is Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action. We have 24 years of experience in the community work. Back from 1984. This is the outside of our building. We're located in Ellendale, Delaware, right off of South Old State Road. We can breeze through these for the sake of time. I understand we only have a few minutes, but these are some pictures of our facilities. In the presentation, the second and third page, I believe, are our classrooms, our conference rooms, our computer rooms, and our libraries. We have many programs. We have many programs geared towards economical empowerment to give people the tools necessary to succeed and get out of the poverty that they might be in. This speaks on our GED classes and life skills classes, everything from how to read and write to budgets and how to find a job. We also have computer classes that teach the basic concepts of everything from how to turn on a computer towards typing and filling out applications. One program we're proud of is the Hope Makers program, and that really helps people that have low self-esteem or don't have the business skills necessary and helps bring them up and make them successful individuals and give them skills they might not otherwise had. It started in 2002, as you can see a picture of our first graduates. And now, 11 years later, a picture of more graduates, it's been going strong. So we're very proud of that. We also partnered with a Philadelphia shelter home right there on campus, right across the street from us. It has been used since 1980 as a shelter home. In the last several years, we've partnered with Brandywine Counseling to have a women and children's a rehabilitative center. This is pictures of the shelter home on the inside. They have everything from the access to the GED classes and the computer classes, but also food, clothes, transportation as well. They have spiritual counseling as we have a church on site, so they have a class once a month for the spiritual needs to acknowledge their creator. We also have a food program. Once a month, we give out food distribution partnered up with the Food Bank of Delaware and the Philadelphia Pentecostal Church. We also provide, in emergency cases, folks can come in and get a box of food anytime they need it if there's an emergency. We have a soup kitchen Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We serve lunch. This food is also supplied through the food bank, through Philadelphia Pentecostal Apostolic Church and other organizations that partner with us. It's estimated we serve anywhere from 50 to 150 people a week, depending on the week. I hope I'm not moving too fast where I hear you flipping pages.
Nope.
But okay.
You're fine.
We have a clothes closet. We purchased this shed and refinished it a few years back, and we use it to store clothes so that people need to come in and get suitable clothes or maybe something to get a new job. It's free of charge. Anything they need, we'll take care of them. This is some pictures of our child care center. We have a daycare center on campus. It's the hand-in-hand child care center. Pictured on the left is the playground, which in 2008, Sussex County Council awarded some funds that help us with that. So our daycare and children and families in the program can utilize that playground. The services are available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we pride ourselves on being probably one of the most affordable child care centers you're going to find. We really want to work with people to give their children proper care. Once again, some pictures of the facilities. Our newest project is the Griffin Place project, and it's geared towards young men that age out of foster care. There's a huge problem with young men in foster care turning into a life of crime, and Michael Mosley was one of the creators or visionaries of this program, along with Helena Gibbs, who's with us today, which is the director. They both together probably have over 40 years experience in foster care, so they understand it very well. So the house was first purchased, property nearby was purchased, and on the right-hand side of the picture, you'll see the new building that's now up today. We expect to have it open September, October this year and have boys in that home. The HDC Center, the Health Development Crisis Center, is for prenatal and postnatal care for pregnant women that may be homeless or have bad hygiene situations, so they'll have a safe environment for them and their children as they bring a child in this world. We have a work release program, as we mentioned, the Griffin Place. I myself actually helped build the Griffin Place along with the work release program, and we had an excellent time with them. They got some good on-job training to learn some new things in building, so that was a good program, but we like to work with work release program and pre-release to get them kind of re-entry back into the system and get them on their feet. We also have many other workshops and many programs that we partner with First Aid Community Action for financial training courses for folks. We have fatherhood initiatives where we teach men how to be good fathers. We also have a wide variety of summer programs. We have a summer enrichment program for third to eighth grade age. We also had a summer youth program for three summers that employed 250 youth throughout the summer. That was an excellent program. It got them working. We had great supervision going on, and it was all over Sussex County and I believe some in Kent County as well. We have an in-school youth program, which is targeted towards at-risk youth. We want to keep them in school going the right direction before they make some bad decisions in their life. So we have counselors that work with them. We also have some future goals. We plan on having a community rec center right there on campus. I believe that we have a prime location for a great community work to be done, and I say that because there's a great need. So if we provide a place for the youth, then we have a chance to help them grow into the proper people they need to be for tomorrow. So these are some of the plans for the rec center. We also have plans on site in the future for a senior citizen home and automotive garage and a women's prisoner reentry program as well. This is also a current project that's we're very close to breaking ground. DeCusa has partnered up with Philadelphia Arms Townhomes Incorporated, which is a separate nonprofit organization, as well as the Philadelphia Pentecostal Church. There's more details that you can read up on it, but we're looking to break ground probably in the next 6 to 9 months, hopefully. It's geared for low-income housing, and the townhomes and DeCusa and the church are working together to help with the needs for housing, but they also understand that the people need the proper skills to know how to be homeowners, to get better jobs, and to be better equipped. So DeCusa also has all the programs that they offer to get the homeowners all the skills that they need. And finally, there's some ways that we're looking for support. Obviously, financial support is always a must for nonprofit organizations. And any financial support will be used to continually the cost of the programs to keep the Hope Makers and the youth programs and the housing programs going. We would not survive without non-monetary donations as well, from office equipment to classroom equipment. We've had great support and had great donations that really keep us going. Right now, we have one situation on the verge that we could use the support from County Council,
yes.
And that is with the housing program we just discussed with Philadelphia Arms Townhomes. The townhomes are in need of proper sewer and roads to go back, and we're working on bringing sewer back to that site. At some point in time, we would love your support to help bring the sewer and the roads back to those units to help, increase the home ownership back in that area. Any questions?
How many units do you plan eventually? What's the total site plan for the townhouse?
With this site plan, originally it's 12. We're going to build, it's going to be two phases. The first phase is 6, and then we're going to come back a year or so later and plan for another 6. And then after that, the plan is also single-family homes on different property that we have in that area.
Okay, so you already own some additional property.
Yes.
And one other question would be, assuming that a lot of your applicants don't have transportation, personal transportation,
yes.
Is there state services, or is there anybody
state.
Able to bring these?
We work with the state, with Delaware Transportation,
okay.
But we also provide transportation for almost all of our programs.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have your own vehicles.
We have our own vehicles. We have 15-passenger vans, and we also have coach buses if there was a trip that needed to be taken. So we provide transportation for anyone that needs to get there.
I mean, how far do you reach out individuals? How far, if somebody was in Del Mar, would you drive down and pick them up and bring them up there?
We cover from Dover, all of Sussex County. We cover all of it.
Okay.
We pick up people for the GED program. Twice a week, we're the only program that provide for GED service only in Sussex County.
All right.
We have vans to pick them up, bring them there. We provide child care for them. We want to make sure they got no excuse from getting the education.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay.
Phillips?
Would you consider this a faith-based organization?
Well, faith-based organization, and yes, both. We make communion with the faith builders all says. It was founded by God. I think God sent me there, amen, in 68 to change that community and help those peoples out of poverty. Mm-hmm. And so that was there. And so we said it is a faith-based organization that we can help in the community.
Question to council?
Yes.
Do
you turn people away who are not do not agree with your religion, or is this open to the whole community?
It's with the other program he just showed you, mm-hmm. There, because we have the other program we run in there now with Lighthouse, that
yes.
We have the shelter. We get people from that's going to get locked up, and instead of they getting locked up, they send them to our program. So we get people there from the Catholic faith, from the Muslim faith, from all different faiths that come there. It's not pushed on them. They can come if they want, or they don't. They don't have to. Mm-hmm. But the program will of all nationality.
Okay. Doesn't sound like faith-based program to me.
Yes.
I've seen it. I've been up there a number of times. You do beautiful work, and you're helping a lot of people. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Eber.
Question to council? Thank you very much.
So you just got a small rendition. This is the whole
yes.
package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
But, Todd, when sewer, we have some programs to help with sewer service support later on. You know, when they get to that point, could you?
Yeah, we
remind us what we do real quickly here.
We could consider under some of the grant funding that we receive from the federal government,
mm-hmm.
That is funneled through our community development and housing programs to perhaps assist. Probably need to get some more details to identify what they're attempting to do and if it qualifies.
Right.
And at the right time, make that decision to see if we can provide that assistance.
Okay, because I know impact fees and connection charges can be pretty hefty, and they're a lot of times required up front. I'm just wondering, is it possible we could phase them in and spread them out and lessen the pain in a way and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's something we could certainly consider, yes.
I understand. Well, I used to have this in my district, and the district switched. I believe it's Mr. Wilson's now.
You got half of it, Joe.
I have half of it? Well, that's good.
It's on the other side. The road is a boundary.
It's very large.
So you're on the left. So they said they got it on the left-hand side as well as the right. So you still got it.
So we share, and it's very large.
Anything else from council? Mr. Lawson?
Okay, thank you. We have a second presentation today. We're joined by Ms. Deborah Moreau, attorney for the Public Integrity Commission. She is going to make a presentation, and we'll have a discussion on the State of Delaware Code of Ethics. Ms. Moreau, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.